Well, coming up this evening is something called Creative Minnesota's Report on Duluth. And while we might be patting ourselves on the back that in this modern era we have so many forums for creative expression, there are some of those forums of creative expression that have been around for a long, long time because folks said, we need a little culture here in the Northland. One of those is the Minnesota Ballet, celebrating 50 years this year. The Artistic Executive Director, Robert Gardner, joins us on the phone this morning. Robert, good morning. So glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Congratulations on the 50th.
Thank you. Thank you. We just finished a big weekend celebrating our anniversary.
Now, give us a little bit of history. Back in 1965, there was a lady who had a dance studio, and she put on a ballet performance, all ballet,
right.
And the Northland said, oh, yeah, we love ballet.
Yes, it was amazing. Her name was Donna Harkin, and there were several dance schools, but they had never, you know, done a full ballet performance, and people were really taken about it. But, you know, in 1965 is when the National Endowment of the Arts was started, so it's their 50th anniversary. Rudolf Nureyev had become like a rock star. He was on the cover of Time in 1965. So there was a dance boom going on, and Duluth being on the cutting edge, as it always is, they're just right in line with what's going on in the nation. There was a group of community members led by Jan Gibson, whose daughter happened to be one of the students of Donna Harkin, and said, we need to, like, have a ballet company here. You know, we've got a theater company, and we've got a symphony. We need a ballet company here to round out the cultural institution here. And so they incorporated in 1965. It was the student company at the time, and then they were bringing in directors to work with the students and produce professional grade performances. But as the company grew over the years, they started to be able to hire guest artists and then professional dancers, and the company just kept growing. And they always were bringing in, you know, this is what I learned over this past year of the 50 years. They brought in really top quality people from the industry, from the dance industry, specifically classical ballet, to come in and work with the students, then the dancers, and then the directors, of course, were coming in as former professional dancers or still dancing professional dancers, as I was when I came in with Alan Fields in 1992. And so it's always, what's amazing about it is about this ballet company, even as a civic ballet company, was always creating high-quality professional work.
Is it a bit of a relief to you almost? I don't know if relief is the right word, but with 50 years of this ballet company, it would seem that one of the things you don't need to worry about as the artistic executive director is, how can I keep people coming to the ballet? How can I keep the company and the ballet afloat? It seems like after 50 years, that part's kind of taken care of.
Actually, no. I have to say, you know, when you're in the performing arts, you know, and we're a nonprofit organization, that is something you always have to be aware of and you always have to be on top of. Yes, we do have great support for the arts here. But you have to always be cultivating your audience, always be thinking about keeping them engaged, keeping them interested, keeping them coming back. So your creative juices have to constantly be flowing. I'm always looking for dancers of the highest quality to bring to Duluth. So I have national auditions. I'm looking for choreographers and designers to create works with or to remount classics in a way that make them relevant. So to me, as you know, I've been dancing for over 35 years, and my passion is classical ballet. Those are always relevant. But if it's in a community where maybe classical ballet still isn't something that people think of as a relevant art form, I have to present it in a way that they see that, and that so it's always something that we're striving for. We're always striving to be better. We're always striving to give great quality performance, whether it be a classic ballet or a brand new work. To collaborate with the local arts organization, you know. So it's a job, but it's a job I love because I'm passionate about what I do.
Well, Robert, thank you, and congratulations to you and to Alan and to all of the past artistic directors.
You know, I have to say Nancy Gibson and I, because Alan is working in New York right now, was instrumental in helping me put together the program, and with her long history with the ballet, she was great in helping to restage some of the works that I really wanted to present in this gala to show the history as well as the present and the future of the company. So, and we had a fabulous, fabulous day Saturday from the beginning to end, with alumni coming in from all over the country to join us in the celebration, or calling in or texting. And I mean, it was just overwhelming and really, really, really rewarding.
Robert, congratulations again.
Thank you so much
for joining us, and I hope we get a chance to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I always enjoy it. Thank you.
Robert Gardner is the Artistic Executive Director of the Minnesota Ballet, celebrating 50 years this year.